Season 1, Episode 9 of the Peacock Podcast coming at you. Trevor Clifton, Rich Behan here with you as always. We have a special guest here today in the first segment. We never get guests in the first segment because it's all about business. But today, we do have a guest, and it is our boss, Doug Waters. Yay! Hi, Doug.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I've never been better. I'll tell you that right now.
This is your debut, so
yeah.
If the fans love you, you can maybe take this over and make it your own thing.
I can guarantee you the fans are going to love me.
That's bold. That's bold. Either that, or you can stay, or you can go. I mean, you're in here when we record it anyway.
That's correct. So this is my office as well.
So you know what? Let's just get it rolling then with the Peacock Rundown, as we like to call it. So we'll start with men's basketball. That's Doug's sport, but I will give you just a little bit of a gist of what's going on, then Doug can hop in and give you a little bit of extra information there. But 5-1 since we last talked to everybody listening. They defeated Monmouth at home as well as Canisius. Isaiah Dasher was key in the Canisius win, season-high 17 points for him. And then after that, they took down Ryder, Niagara, and Marist on the road. And with last night's win at Marist, head coach Shaheen Holloway got his 50th win with the program. He is the fourth fastest coach to win 50 games here at St. Peter's. Another highlight of last night's Marist game was Hassan Drame. He had a double-double. It's the first time in his career that he's gotten back-to-back double-doubles. He had 18 points, 11 rebounds last night. Casey Ndefo, a career night against Niagara, matching his career high, 22 points, career high, 13 rebounds. Next up for the Peacocks, they are at home against Manhattan. That is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And then we want to look a little bit forward to the future. Our game against February 4th has been flexed, as we say in the business. It has been flexed to ESPNU. So, Doug, if you want to give us a little insight on that game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like you said, tomorrow night we got Manhattan, the Jaspers, coming to town. Then Sunday it's at Iona, who's the top team in the conference. So, and then obviously the February 4th game against Quinnipiac is going to be flexed out to ESPNU on the Litter Network. I looked. There are currently no top 25 teams playing that night in the Division One. So all eyes, I think, will be on the Peacocks taking on the Bobcats. It's going to be a good game. Obviously, we went down to Hamden and beat Quinnipiac by 10 earlier this season. They are sitting right now. I believe they're in fourth place in the conference. In my opinion, they are a definite top four team in the conference. I would think there's tiers of Iona, St. Peter's, Monmouth, and Quinnipiac. You could also, I would think, throw Siena in there. Obviously, those guys came down here and won a game here in Jersey City. So it's going to be a really good game. ESPNU, like you said, will be in town. We're going to hopefully pack the house. It's Military Appreciation Night as well. So anybody that is a member of the military, active or retired, can come to that game, get a free ticket to the game, and come out and support your Peacocks. Our other boss over here, Andrew, has been really
diligently working
on that night. So everybody come out and support your Peacocks inside Run Baby Run Arena.
Doug, one more thing. The last time we had a home ESPNU game.
That's right. In 2011, the last time we had a home ESPNU game, the Peacocks won the MAC tournament. 2011, 10-11 season, the last time the Peacocks have made the NCAA tournament. So it seems to be a bit of, we think, foreshadowing, possibly. You know, last time we were on ESPNU, we won the tournament. This year, again, 6-2 right now in MAC play, sitting currently all alone in second place, only looking up at Iona.
That was great. Just gutting for our jobs, Trevor. That was great.
He's taking over, man.
That was great. Women's basketball.
Women's basketball, 7-9, 4-3 in the MAC, sitting in fifth currently. They're off tonight as the rest of the conference plays. They had a little bit of a break due to a pause, and then the Christmas break, which was already scheduled in, they came out of the break dropping two straight to Quinnipiac, played twice in the course of 4 or 5 days, home and away. They rebounded, though, by defeating Canisius at home by 19, and then Iona in a nail-biter. They won that game by one. Those games are both here at Run Baby Run Arena. Cassandra Brown dropped 20 points and had 9 rebounds in the game against Iona. And Kendrea Williams scored a season-high 28 points against Canisius here. Kendrea's liked playing against Canisius this season. She's got 55 points in two matchups against the Golden Griffins this season. And, you know, Williams and Brown, the two leading scorers, they've been taking on the load for the Peacocks lately, even though they both had some foul trouble last time out against Manhattan. Tough loss here at home. Manhattan won by 10. They'll get to match up again with the Jaspers next week, though, so hopefully rebound from that. Their next matchup is home this Saturday. They're closing out a five-game homestand. They'll be taking on the Marist Red Foxes at 2 p.m.
We move on to indoor track and field.
I just got a question for Trevor. Something we've been talking about in the office for a while now. Casey Nadefo currently sitting just 36 points away from 1,000 points in his career. Kendrea Williams, I'm not sure exactly how close she is, but she's very close. We've been going back and forth. Who's going to get there first is the question. The smart money, I think, is on Kendrea Williams. I don't know if you have a thought there.
She's at 23 points.
23 points. The men play first. The men play twice this week, and the women play just once. So KC has two games where Kendrea just has the one. If she doesn't get 23, I think KC could get 36 in two games and beat there.
It's going to be a nail biter. Yeah. It's going to be close, but, you know, putting all that aside, you got two big accomplishments for both of those players to do that in their careers. KC, 4 years here. Dre, only three here. So, I mean, regardless, whoever gets it first, congrats. But regardless of what's going on, congrats to both players and big accomplishment.
Yeah. We've got a lot of history coming up here at St. Peter's. All right, now on to indoor track and field. The Peacocks have been competing for about 3 weeks in a row now, whether on Saturdays or Fridays. So we'll start all the way back and then work closest to our date, that is today. So they last competed at the NYC Gotham Cup on the 21st. Clardo Nestor has been having a field day in the 500 meter this year. Another victory for you see what I did there? That's nice.
Yeah,
another victory.
That's not a field event, though.
Well, you know what? You know what? It's in the name, though. It's in the
it
name.
Is in the
it's
name.
There. Another first-place finish for him in the 500-meter, a time of 104.47. That is now his collegiate best time in the event. But if we go back to January 14th at the MLK Relays, the team of Balikas Ayola, Abigail Vital, Mikel Dolo, and Alexis Smith, they combined to capture a first-place finish in the shuttle meter hurdle. That's a mouthful there. At the time of 34.62, that is actually a current record for this season in that event in NCAA Division I. So congratulations to them for a huge accomplishment. But track and field back on the track and the field. January 29th, NYRR Millrose Games.
I think we also had, did we not have a player of the week? Abigail Vital.
We did. Abigail Vital was in there, but I think we covered that on the last episode, did we? Or was that... Well, just in case we didn't, Abigail Vital had a huge day at the West Point Open all the way back at the beginning of the month. Pretty sure we did, but if we didn't, you know what? It's always good to say congratulations yet again.
And let's finish it off with swimming and diving. The swimming and diving teams hosted Wagner and Monmouth last weekend. In the match against Wagner, which was streamed, and I still believe you can go back and watch it on the website. Junior Luke Silly led the way for the Peacocks with two individual event wins, as well as taking part in two relay teams for a perfect 4-for-4 outing in his races. Natalie Davis stayed undefeated in 100-yard backstroke this season, clocking her fourth consecutive victory in the event. Against Monmouth, the Peacocks celebrated Senior Day. The men won another relay, winning 9 of its last 10 men's relay races, including all 8 in the last 4 meets, after another sweep of those events against Monmouth. Natalie Davis again had a win streak as she competed in the backstroke, winning her first 200 back of the season to make it 5 consecutive wins in the discipline. The swimming and diving team will finish up their season in the MAC Championships. Those are taking place from February 9th to the 12th in Buffalo, out in western New York.
That was a bit of history for us, too. That was our first ever swimming broadcast here at St. Peter's. So we were very happy that we were able to do that for not only for the student-athletes, but for the parents who are unable to come to the Anatelli Center. It was great for us to put on that broadcast for you guys to watch from home. So that's going to do it for us here.
Let's switch it up here. Let's go to women's soccer.
Okay.
We got two guests coming on. Leslie Pineda and Lula Mancia Medina.
Didn't mean to jump the gun.
At the end of the at the other side of this break. So stick around. And Doug, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, let's go Peacocks. I appreciate it.
Let's go Peacocks. Shut up.
You need to work on your throttle brakes, but that's all right.
I do. It's my first time.
Yeah, exactly. It's the first time for everything. We'll be right back. Back here on the Peacock Podcast, Rich Behan, Trevor Clifton here with you as always, and we welcome our two guests this afternoon. They come by way of the women's soccer team, Leslie Pineda and Lula Mancia Medina. Guys, how are you?
Good. Really good.
Really good.
I didn't ask you how you were, but I mean, it's nice that you let us know, though. I appreciate that.
No one cares.
I didn't say that.
I'm used to it. Anyways.
All right.
Enough of that.
Let's just jump right into it. Leslie, we want to talk about, obviously, you did something that is really cool and should help you out a lot, really. You trained with the Costa Rican under 20 national team recently. Kind of just take us through that, talk to us about that, and kind of how that whole experience came about.
Well, it really started when I was 17. Okay. My mom contacted them, and then they contacted back to me, and they told me to come to go practice with the team. It was on and off, especially since COVID happened, so I didn't get to go for a while. And then I recently went back during the winter break, and it was a whole different team because the World Cup was supposed to happen in 2021, and all those girls are now over 20, but because I was one of the youngest, I'm still eligible to play. And now I'm just playing with a new team. It was really fun and a different experience. The practices were a lot different than here, and the girls' attitude was too. And I thought it was a really good experience.
How hard is that transition coming, like playing here at St. Peter's and then going into that kind of environment?
Very different. I feel like over there it's. it's just they have like a schedule, a set schedule where you do something specific that day and throughout that week, and you focus on just one specific thing. Like a typical day would be coming in an hour before to change and all that. They give you like snacks to eat and then going to lift right before practice and then practicing for like 2 hours. And then doing a nice bath right after.
You weren't born in Costa Rica, were you?
No, my mom was, but I'm a citizen there.
Nice. Lula, to you. You came from Spain to play here at St. Peter's. What has been the biggest adjustment you've had to make to play at the collegiate level here in the States?
I think that the biggest difference from Spain to here, it's like the physical, like the main, not the way they play here, because I'm used to play really technical football, the soccer, sorry.
It's okay.
But here's like really physical, like they are like big girls. Like I think that all of them are like taller than me, bigger than me. So that was a big difference. Not the technical one, because I'm used to play like really, really technical, like right. All of the passes, all of the, I don't know. It was like really easy to play with my teammates in that way, but the strength and the speed and agility, no, but that was the biggest difference.
Is a lot of the stuff she's saying about, Leslie's saying about the U20 national team in Costa Rica, is that a lot of stuff that resonates with you coming from Spain?
I think so.
A lot similar?
Yeah.
For sure.
You guys did struggle a little bit last year, but towards the end of the season, it seemed like you put a lot of good things together, including a win streak towards the end of the season. How do you kind of keep that momentum going as you take it into next year?
A lot of communication, I'd say, as a team. I feel like we're all very close, so I feel like if we continue that over the break and all that and keep communicating and also like pushing each other, I feel like that our season next semester in the fall is going to be really good.
Yes, I think that we need to work as a group, yes, as a team. But I think that's the only thing.
There's definitely a lot of, you know, good things, I thought, from the team last year, being around you guys a lot. I mean, a lot of the games were decided by one goal. I mean, it wasn't like you guys were getting blown out on the field. You guys were holding your own. So you just need that one little spark and hopefully that will generate more wins.
Yeah.
Another thing that's happening with the team, a lot of the seniors are coming back for you guys. They're doing a COVID year, grad year, including Brooke, Fatu, Kinley, who were key starters for you guys. How big is that, not only for their leadership, but for you guys' success in the field next year?
Huge. They obviously play a huge part in our team.
Yeah.
They're very strong, very communicative. They're just a huge leader.
Yeah, they're really important for the team, the seniors. They're like the older ones. So I think that that's a big part. I mean that they do a lot to be as a, like to be a team, to make the group, you know, like yeah. to be all
I mean, they've told us before that the team wasn't together and all that before yeah. we came, but apparently they keep telling us, oh, it's so different and all that, and I could see that.
Yeah.
I actually have another question for you.
Okay.
So you're the only sophomore on the roster this year.
Yes.
And you came in during the COVID year.
Yes.
The only one. Yes. How tough was that? Like, walk me through that, because I can't imagine that.
Freshman year, I would say, was a little lonely, especially since I was dorming alone. But the girls, they made it so much easier. This year, it's a lot better since I get to dorm in Vets, and a lot of the seniors are there, so I get to hang out with them and all that. So it's a little bit easier this year.
Nice. So as we head now into next year, what is one goal for each of you? You can give me a team goal, or you could just give me like one goal specifically for each of you. Like, you want to hit this goal next year.
My goal for next semester is to be, I want to work on my speed, but also my consistency.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the same. I think that I need to improve in my speed. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the only thing.
I feel like everyone does at some point.
Yeah. And more goals for you.
Yeah, more goals.
You had one,
and assists.
You had your first one this year.
Yes.
Okay, now we're going into the fun questions,
yeah,
right, Rich?
Yeah, you go for it. You go first. You never go first.
I never
go
do
first,
go first.
Right?
Why is that?
I'm in a giving mood today.
Okay. Leslie, there's been a previous woman soccer player on this podcast that didn't say too nice of things regarding your cooking. But this question is going to be for both of you. Rich, I don't know how you phrase it, but who are you like absolutely need to make the team meal, and who is banned? Like, they can't cook to save their life.
Callie could definitely cook.
All right, Callie, yeah. I see you.
Kalyan.
Who can't cook?
Who can't?
Steph.
Mm-hmm. She's there.
I think that Carlota can cook too.
She Spanish can or can't?
She can.
That's biased though.
Yeah.
That's biased on your part.
I never tried anything she made, but I believe her.
I believe her too.
Is she better than you?
No.
She's better than Carlota?
I think that I have to lead the cooking thing.
Really?
I need to leave.
What,
yeah.
What do you
mean?
No,
yes. What are we making? What are we making?
Spanish food. I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
All right.
I can do everything. I can cook everything.
So
not just
you're going to go with yourself then?
Yeah.
And you're going to go with Callie?
Yeah.
Now who's the worst?
The worst? Oof.
Ooh,
I don't know.
You can't say Leslie. She's right here.
Oh, yeah. I'll say myself. No.
Actually?
No, I mean.
Maybe. I don't know, but. Sky?
Oh. Okay.
She doesn't know how to cook. Like, she doesn't know. Like, she's no.
Poor Skylar.
Yeah, I just don't cook.
Like,
so.
When Steph did the interview, she didn't say Sky. Like, they all live together, and she didn't say Sky that she cooks. So, that's one. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
We need to keep it real here.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
This is what the segment is for, keeping it real. That's what we should name it.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, but we only got keeping to episode 9 to come up with a title. But that's okay. All right. Who has the best kicks on the team? Who has the best shoe game?
Like, the best.
Who's got the best? Best shoes, Nike collection.
Ah, the best shoes.
I think,
yeah.
Like
or,
the boots?
Or best cleats.
Like the cleats?
Boots, sure.
Oh.
Let's
oh,
do
yeah,
that.
Sure.
The cleats?
Sure. Like, is there anyone who's got like 10 pairs that just rotates them?
I have, no. I have just two. Carlota had 3. But I think that Fatu maybe.
Oh yeah, Fatu. Fatu. I agree.
Fatu. Okay. Fire cleats.
Fatu. I think so.
Nice. I think so.
Who dresses the best in the team? Like, who's the flyest? You?
Oh my! She, Trevor, did you see that? She was insulted that you asked that question.
Me? No. Of
not even a question.
Not even a question. No. But now, really, I don't know. Like the coolest or the
either or
most the flyest like, original one, because that's two kind of things.
Oh, okay. So give us both.
Okay, I think that the most original one is definitely Annabelle.
Oh yeah,
yes. Annabelle.
She's very unique.
She has flow.
Yes, definitely.
And the I don't know the other one. I don't know.
But overall, it's you.
Overall?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. Leslie, what do you think? You're gonna go with Annabelle?
Yeah, I'm definitely going with Annabelle.
Yes. And the other one? The other one?
There's another one?
Yeah, it's like I don't know.
I feel like everyone has their unique
style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who has the worst style? Who wears sweats and a hoodie every day?
I was gonna say, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say that.
I don't know. I don't who? Me?
It's okay, I wear sweats and a hoodie every day too. Unless I'm in
not
office.
Every day.
Not every day.
I like to be warm.
Yeah, you like to be comfy.
Don't air me. Don't air me out here.
No, but I don't know. I don't know that one. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. All right.
There's no answer for that one.
Yeah, different styles. Mm-hmm. So
all right, that's fair.
See, I like that. This interview is very fair. Yeah, Steph just came out with fire. We're very fair here.
I like
Steph.
No,
I like it. Annoying.
But Lula gets a little bit of fire too.
That's true. All right, what do we not hit here? Okay, no, you go.
What's your favorite part about the area? Especially you.
Oh, I like that.
Coming from Spain.
And New Jersey?
Like, New Jersey, New York. We're kind of right there. I consider it. What's your favorite part about being here?
We are so near to, like, it's like 15 minutes from New York, so I love that.
What do you do in New York?
Everything. I mean, during last semester, I went like almost every weekend because it was like Christmas theme, and it was like, I don't know, I loved it because in Spain we have that, but it's like huge. Here it's huge, but I loved it, and I think that we are next to New York. That's the best thing of the area.
Yeah, I like how close everything is. Like you could go anywhere and all that.
Yeah,
must be nice, right?
I grew up here. I've lived here for 23 years. But
we can't
go
over there all the time.
Huh?
We're busy, man.
No. Oh yeah. No. That's true. That's true. All right. I think we got. All right. Who's the funniest on the team?
It's me. Hands down. You. I'm waiting for that answer.
No. Not me.
Coach Brett.
yes, he's funny in a certain way. But I don't know.
Maya could be funny.
Maybe Steph.
Yeah, Steph
maybe
too.
Steph.
Oh my gosh, Steph.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe you. You're so funny.
What about Yudi? I think Yudi's pretty funny.
Yudi's just
he's
funny.
So sweet.
Funny.
He's funny. He's so sweet.
And sweet. Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe you. There's not just one. Maybe
Leslie,
Brooke,
Maya,
Steph. Yes.
Brooke.
Yeah.
Can't say the same answer.
But I gave her the answer.
She gave half the team.
Oh yeah.
She did. But I don't know.
I think everyone's funny.
Nah, you wrap up. There's only one question left, so you got it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're really giving me a lot today.
Listen, I'm a nice person.
I think the audience begs to differ, but okay.
Wow.
If I were to hand you guys $1 million right now, what's your first purchase? A flight back to Spain?
No. I bought that one.
That's a hard question.
Know.
I have to think about this one.
Maybe a coffee, and then think about the things that I'm gonna buy with $1 million. Yes, I'll be like, hey, I need a coffee to think about this.
Okay, so
yeah,
we get
maybe a
so many different answers. That's a new one. I like that one.
A coffee, yes.
I don't know. I'd probably spend it on my family.
We got another answer like that too. And like, so a little bit of backstory. When they first asked that question, I said like a Rolls Royce. Okay, and then somebody, and then right after that, somebody was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna spend it on my family," Kendria. And I was like, "That's such a better answer than what I just gave."
Kendria said that.
Kendria did say that. Yeah, but all right, guys. Well, good luck the rest of the way. Obviously, this season with your training in the off season, and then we look forward to catching up with you guys next year.
Thank you
so much,
Leslie Pineda, Lula Mancia Medina, from women's soccer, and of course for Trevor Clifton, I'm Rich Behan. Thank you so much for tuning in to season 1, episode 9 of the Peacock Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.